News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday evening. Our visit with the College Station Police Department folks, Officer Rhonda Seaton on hand, and just so happened Rhonda sent out a news release reminding folks around College Station that changes to the alarm ordinance are going to take effect pretty quick.
Yes, on the 24th is when they become effective. On the 13th of January, the City Council approved an amendment to our current alarm ordinance. Basically, it just changes the fine schedule for false alarm responses by the police department. And the goal is to increase awareness of the problems that false alarms cause and to reduce the number of false alarms in the city. We have a lot of them. Within the last, probably each year, we have thousands of alarm calls that our officers respond to, and 99% of those alarms are false. They may be caused by silly things like somebody having a helium balloon in a room with a motion detector, or accidentally leaving your motion detector on inside when you've got your dog in the house, not shutting the door all the way and the wind comes and blows the door open, things like that. Those are the types of things that cause false alarms. And we still have to respond. You know, if the alarm company calls, we still have to respond. We get there, we find a door open, and nothing's amiss, but we find a helium balloon floating around in the living room, and you can pretty much figure out what caused that alarm. They changed the number of alarms and the fines that go with each. From 1 to 3 false alarms, it doesn't cost you anything. And this is in a 12-month period. And that 12-month period is going to start over. Everybody's going to start fresh on the 24th of January. So 1 to 3 false alarms, you pay nothing. 4 to 5 false alarms, it's going to be $50 each. You get up to 6 or 7 false alarms, you're going to be $75 each. And 8 of false alarms and above, you're going to pay $100 each. Pretty much we're just trying to free up our officers' time so they will be able to respond to citizens in need rather than using our time to respond to false alarms. And we hope that by, you know, enhancing awareness that people maybe take a little bit more time, make sure your door's shut, check the settings of your alarms before you leave, make sure that everything is where it needs to be so it won't go off as soon as you walk out the door. Also want to remind our citizens that if you do have an alarm system in our city, that you need to call the police department and register it. It's not really registering it. We just need 3 emergency contacts. We need names. We need current phone numbers. And these individuals need to be authorized to enter your home or your business to turn off the alarm if we can't get a hold of you to do that. It doesn't cost anything to do this. However, if we find out that you haven't given us those 3 emergency contacts, it's possible that you could be fined not less than $25 or more than $500. And so if you need to register your alarm, you can either call the main 3600 number and tell them you need to register it, or you can call the police assistant directly at 764-6277, and she will take care of you.
Now, there are some circumstances where a homeowner or a business owner might say that they had no control over the alarm going off, whether it was accidental or there was a weather event or there may be other circumstances. How are those going to be handled?
Now, weather events are different. We don't consider a weather event a false alarm because we obviously know that the homeowner doesn't have control over that. And you're right. You know, whenever we have a storm blow through, we get a lot of alarms. You know, the wind hitting windows will cause just enough vibration to set off an alarm. And that's not going to be registered as a false alarm. If you are, you know, charged with a false alarm and you believe that it's something that occurred at no fault to you, that's something that can be handled on a case-by-case basis.
The other thing you brought up a little bit, but I'm going to stress one of the other paragraphs you have in your news release about the alarm ordinance, and you mentioned that you all respond to thousands, but you mentioned here 99% of the alarms that officers respond to are false.
Isn't that amazing? I was pretty flabbergasted whenever I got that percentage. You know, that's a crazy amount of alarms. What we have to, as officers, we've got to keep in our head, because you tend to get complacent. You know, you get sent to an alarm call, and you've got to literally make yourself think, okay, this could be the one that's real. And so we have to make ourselves keep, you know, our eyes open whenever we go and look, because you go to false alarm after false alarm after false alarm, and you have to remind yourself that, you know, the one alarm that you go to with it in your head that is going to be false, that's the one that's going to end up being real, and you need to have your act together and be ready to respond. But most of the alarms that we go to are false alarms.
And again, for those who have alarm systems in College Station, these changes take effect on Monday. And as Rhonda mentioned, there's a new fine schedule. But the other thing, again, to repeat, maybe as a point of emphasis, is registering your alarm with the police department. I'm not sure whether the alarm companies do enough to inform their customers about that.
And they may not. And if you've ever been in a neighborhood and had your neighbor's alarm going off all night long, you can recognize the need for being able to get a hold of somebody who knows how to get into your house and turn it off. I know many times I had responded to false alarms, and the neighbors were about ready to take their neighbor's house apart because they'd been hearing that alarm go off continually all night long and not able to get into the house to turn it off, and it's disturbing the whole neighborhood.
Again, in College Station, 764-6277, and then the general number again is
764-3600.
Again, this is for those in College Station, businesses as well as homeowners who have an alarm system. These new changes in the city alarm ordinance taking effect on Monday. And as always, appreciate the visit.
Great. And the great part about it is everybody starts off fresh on the 24th, and so we get a whole new start, and we'd be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
And again, 764-3600, the phone number, if you do have a question about the alarm ordinance or anything else involving police operations in College Station.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.